Hey everyone, welcome back to Winter Park TCO Studios. Mike Wobshaw joined by a special guest as we continue our outlook on the Vikings offseason. It's Kevin Seifert, a national writer for ESPN. Kevin has a great perspective on the Vikings because he's been covering the Vikings for a long time. 1999, you were telling us, early in the 99 season.
That's right. Right after the loss to the Falcons in the NFC Championship game, and came in right in the middle of all that, and they ended up making a nice run with Jeff George as the quarterback that year.
Wow. So Kevin knows the Vikings very well, covered the Vikings since early 99 for the Star Tribune. Now, though, he has his eye on the entire league. He's a national writer for ESPN. So this is a busy time for you, dealing with some of the on-the-field things. The Vikings are moving on to some off-field issues, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But when you look at the four teams that are left right now, What do you see about those teams? Common thread?
One word.
Quarterback?
Yeah. I mean, that's not a big breaking news thing. It's amazing. I think it's been 16 years in the AFC where either Peyton, Tom Brady, or Ben Roethlisberger has been the quarterback in the Super Bowl, and that's going to happen again this year, obviously, one way or the other. And so, it's no secret. Not only do you need good quarterback play, but you need a guy who's either playing like an elite quarterback or just flat out is an elite quarterback like the four guys we have going now.
Well, when you look at the Vikings, I mean, last year the Super Bowl matchup paired two elite defenses, and the Vikings have a defense that can play to that level. The Vikings also have Sam Bradford, and Mike Zimmer has said that Sam has earned the right to be the starter. So when you look at the Vikings with Bradford, is he a guy who can play at that level for a year or two, and then can the defense play like Carolina and Denver's did last year?
Yeah, I mean, he can definitely. I think Sam Bradford's good enough to be a quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team. That's not the same as saying he can take a team to the Super Bowl, as, you know, frankly, it looks like Aaron Rodgers, you know, if the Packers go, it'll be, a lot of the percentage credit going to him and him alone. I don't know that Sam would necessarily get there, but I think he's good enough. I think he showed this year that he's good enough, but certainly what they have around him speaks to a pretty balanced team.
When you look at the other side of the ball for the Vikings, the Vikings defense went through a six-quarter stretch late in the season where they gave up 20% of their points allowed. Other than that, they were the number one scoring defense in the NFL this year. So can you get over that six-quarter stretch, or does that six-quarter stretch have you concerned about the Vikings defense next year?
I think from a talent perspective, they have what they need. You could always – every team wants to add more pass rushers. Every team wants more speed, more playmakers. But when you take a step back and you look at the rest of the league and you see these incredible holes that other defenses have, and you see a team like the Packers even trying to patch together guys, they have three undrafted free agents in their defensive backfield that they're trying to patch things through. I mean, the Vikings have some significant depth with high draft picks, and they're using a lot of those players as starters. They're all in their primes, and I think from a talent perspective, they have a defense that's good enough that can be the defense we saw in the beginning of last year as opposed to that six-quarter stretch. They need to figure out what happened during that, and maybe some of it was injuries with Harrison Smith. But they do need to identify and figure out what happened there and correct that. But we saw enough of a picture, I think, to think otherwise.
Off-season, big-ticket items surrounding the Vikings. What do you think you're going to be following storylines-wise?
I mean, in some ways, it's the same as last year. We'll be looking at Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. What will they do with him and his big salary cap number and his aging body? Mm-hmm. And offensive line, same thing. How will they make it better? I mean, they tried last year. As we mentioned, they hit on Alex Boone, but they still, there's still, and then now they still have to figure out what to do with Matt Khalil. They got to figure out, Brandon Fusco is part of the future. Is Joe Berger going to be the center that they're going to have for a while? I mean, that's tough too. I mean, to find one or two offensive linemen in the course of an offseason is a productive offseason. If you're talking about four or five, that's a big hurdle, and that's what people are going to be saying a lot about the Vikings this offseason, I think, whether they're experts or not. They had a really bad run of injuries. Offensive line protection and run blocking was not good last year for whatever reason. They need to improve it this offseason, but the answers are complicated and not easy to execute. And so that's something that is probably the number one obstacle that they're going to have to figure out, and I'm sure that's no surprise to them as well. But they will need to figure that part out.
If before last season, obviously 8 days in front of the season, the Vikings were trading for a new quarterback.
Yeah.
So it didn't go as planned. If things aren't as dramatically unplanned going at the start of 2017.
A lot of averages, right?
Right, yeah. You would think so. We know what the defense is going to look like and what it's going to try to do. But we don't really know what the offense is going to look like or what it will try to do. What do you think the Vikings offense will try to be like if they aren't dealing with a mountain of injuries?
I think they'll try to open it up a little bit. I don't know that Pat Shurmur or Sam Bradford are the gunslinging type people that are going to just look to throw the ball all over the field. And, you know, there's going to be a fair bit of ball control passing, I guess the best way to put it is my guess, educated guess. I don't see them making a dramatic transfer, but it will be really interesting and important to find out if the reason that they were so focused on the short yardage passing game this year was out of necessity, or whether that's personal style, or whether that's just the nature of that Sam Bradford brings to playing, that he's not going to make mistakes. He's going to, you know, for the most part, throw an accurate pass to a guy's open and hope that that person could make a play. It would be healthy for them to be more aggressive than they were last year, and I'm sure they would love to have more chunk plays than they had last year and not have to work so hard to get the ball down the field and then, you know, grind it out in the red zone and see what happens there. But we'll find out if that's in their nature or not. Yeah.
When the Vikings go to training camp, do you think that one of their goals for the 2017 season should be winning the division?
Absolutely a goal. You know, if the question is it realistic or not, so much happens over the course of an offseason, and as we talk about, it takes a long time to develop. But I do think so much happens over the course of an offseason that right at this moment, nobody in the NFC North, not the Bears, not the Lions, or Packers, or Vikings, should think that the division title is ruled out.
All right. Well, enjoy your offseason. I'm sure we'll catch up with you down the road, all right?
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Kevin Seifert, national writer for ESPN. You can catch more of his work on ESPN.com and, of course, on Twitter. And you can catch more coverage of the Vikings offseason right here on Vikings.com.